I would like to start the August 23rd special meeting for the Otter Rock Water District at 6:02 p.m. I'm doing roll call. Lisa, here. Beth?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
Dick is not here yet. And in attendance, we have Cheryl and Steve Hall, Pam and Patty and Stan Hart, and a phone number that I don't recognize. This special meeting, as far as I know, is to approve. We did get a bid for the auditors. We did get a bid for the USDA survey from PSU, and we did get a bid for the curtain drain. And I believe those are the three major things that we need to discuss tonight. So yes. if anyone wants to start a motion to approve any of those three things.
I think we need to discuss them, but
okay. Do we have any questions on any of them? Or do you want to take one at a time?
Well, and I think it would be good for us to maybe give a snapshot of it to the public too.
Should we start with the curtain drain?
Sure.
Okay. From what I see, Beth, there was an email from Curtis, and he basically said he was estimating about $3,000 to do the curtain drain. I don't know if you've heard anything else on that.
No, they had earlier sent a rough diagram about it. You know, okay. That was several months ago, I think.
Okay. I think it was in one of his last updates that he had kind of listed a few things. So,
right.
Okay. And I mean, my only comment on that was making the curtain drain priority and maybe pushing out a couple more of these meter installs to September or October, but I don't know if that's really necessary or not. You know, I know that that last invoice from Highland was fairly large, so.
Right, but that included, a number of things, I think.
Right. So I don't know as far as if you try to keep, I'm not sure how things, you know, are budgeted, if there's a big chunk of money sitting there, or if we want to make sure that we've got the money to pay these invoices as they come in.
Well, the work that Highland does for us will get plugged into several different categories. The curtain drain will be under system maintenance and repairs.
Okay.
The other Highland work is, you know, we have two categories for that, the basic fee, and then there are additional services. Meters are also budgeted separately. So there's a separate accounting code for that. So,
right. No, I understand that. I guess my question is all the money sitting in the budget, or is it extended out throughout the year? So do we have to be careful not to spend too much right away? That was my only thought, Beth, is do we do the curtain?
We have, if I recall correctly, we have $15,000 for system maintenance and repairs.
Sitting there.
Yeah, budgeted. We have it budgeted for. Yeah. Yeah. No, we have the money.
Okay. That's my question.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be getting, you know, we'll have to keep our eye on it, of course, through the year, but you know, it becomes later in the year that it's more, you know, you keep things getting a little, eye.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, well, you understand.
Sorry. Go ahead, Eileen.
No, that was my only comment. I wasn't sure if the funds were just sitting there, or if this is something that we have to kind of spend throughout the year. And if that was the case, we should get the curtain drain done first, in my thought, and then kind of schedule out the meters throughout the year. But if
no, but they're separate budget items.
Yeah, but if all the money is just sitting there, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, this year we're not going to have that problem because we underspent like crazy from last year. We didn't spend a lot of the money we thought we were going to spend. So we have plenty in the bank right now. We'll just have to
Okay.
be watching it later on in the year.
Sure. Okay.
We announced
My only.
that Richard has now joined the meeting.
Yes. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm
How
going to
are you?
mark him as present.
My only concern is that, we have to pay for the First Street fix, which I have no idea how much it's going to cost. And then we're going to have to pay for the Second Street easement. So those two things we know are coming down the pike that we don't know what we're spending on. I
Right.
do agree. I do agree we need to do the curtain drain, but I don't want to blow all the meters funds all up front now because we might need to have some of that movie money reallocated to fixing the system if more things pop up.
Correct. Yeah.
That is my concern because it's so early in the year, we don't know
Right.
what these things are actually going to cost us.
I would agree. So yeah, I'll make a motion that we proceed to have Highland do the curtain drain with their estimate of $3,000.
I would second that motion.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'm sorry.
Motion passes. So we're going to contact Highland to fix the curtain drain for us. There, we're down.
Did I not understand that we were voting on the curtain drain?
Correct.
Yes, we just did.
Okay, very good.
I do have one comment on Highland. I probably should have said this before we passed the motion, but it's my only question is, do we have a certificate of insurance from Highland on file?
You can get it online.
Okay, perfect. Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Can get all that stuff online.
From their website?
No, from the Contractors Builders Board, you can look all that stuff up. You can look at their insurance. Which insurance are you talking about?
I'm just talking about a certificate of insurance.
For
Usually, I'm
what
just
kind? Their surety bond, or we don't have that, and that is not available online. Their workers' comp is available
No, not their
online.
workers' comp. It's just a certificate of insurance for their liability insurance. It's just something that I know in my previous experience, we always ask for certificates of insurance from our vendors,
Well,
especially if they were doing construction work, and we always provided them to our customers. So if this is something, I don't know if you've ever asked them for that, but it's something that's very common practice to have a certificate of insurance on file. So,
right. We have a contract with them,
right.
and you can look up their, CBB information. They have a contractor's license and everything.
Right. Well, I would
Yeah.
hope they'd have a contractor's license.
Right.
This is, yeah. But a certificate of insurance just
Right.
basically says,
And
yes, we've got insurance.
yes,
We've
well,
got.
that's the Builders Board information also states that.
Okay.
They have to have it to be a licensed contractor.
Right. But
Yeah.
they should also be able to provide you with a certificate of insurance from their insurance company.
I'm
It's
sure they could. We have
okay.
never
Well, maybe
asked that
I'll
of a
okay.
contractor.
Okay. Is it all right if I call them and ask for one, or is that something you
I
want
th
to do,
I
or?
think well, that's another thing we need to talk about is who's the main contact. I have been kind of filling in as that lately.
Right. Well,
And
and that
Curtis
was
has my number. He calls me quite often, so
Well, maybe
we'll
we
work that
can,
out.
yeah, we could maybe get together and talk about that, Beth. Okay, onward.
So the next.
I'm probably not in a position to comment because I won't be here past this month, but they've had a number of long-term relationships with people close to this with Johnson Creek.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've been in this for a long time, so I'm sure that they wouldn't be able to operate without what you're asking for. But I think it'd be a good idea if Eileen would go ahead and call, track that down.
It's just something that you should have on file. That's all. And so it's not that big of a deal. It's not that I'm questioning their legitimacy or anything. It's just something that usually you have on file. So
that's all. Have their something from OHA on them because they have to be a certified water operator too.
Right.
Yeah. That's been, I guess, more of our concern there. OHA is a high authority, so.
What does it stand for, Beth?
What?
What does it stand for, OHA?
Oregon Health Authority.
Oh, gotcha.
They oversee water systems.
Yep. So
next on the agenda is the audit. We got a bid for $99,500 to do a fiscal audit for the year ending July 30th, 2022. She said that we could do it for 1 year, and it is from Kuntz. I'm going to butcher the last name, Velasquez and Associates.
It's, I looked it up. It's Blasks.
Blask. Yeah, I told you I'd butcher it.
Yeah. There's cool things on the internet. You can look up the pronunciation of names.
They're out of Albany, Lisa?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're certified CPAs, and they've done a lot of audits for small districts and water districts. And they came recommended from people from Business Oregon. I contacted Business Oregon 3 years ago when we tried to get an original audit, and they cannot recommend people, but they led me to other people who could recommend people, and this was one of them. And she finally has time to help us out. She will, if we do contract with them, she will contact the state, and the audit's not supposed to be starting till January, and she will get a time exemption for us. So we're not in any trouble with the state about the figures.
Yeah, she'll get an extension.
Yeah. Yes. And with this, we will not have to do the compilation report. This will serve as the everything we need to do for.
Correct. Well, it's definitely under the procurement limits. So, you know, which is 10,000. So, even 10, though we
15.
Did it raise finally to 15?
I think it's 15, Beth.
They were talking about raising it.
Yeah, I think that.
Anyway, that's the only estimate we actually got this year. Is that correct, Lisa?
Correct. And we have called, Eileen and I have both called and emailed several people, and this is the only response we've ever gotten for an actual audit.
Right.
Because they're so busy.
And that was one of her comments too, is that everybody's having a hard time trying to find somebody. So, but they've got a lot of municipalities that they do work for, and their proposal was certainly thorough.
Right. Well, it looks similar to the company we were going to go with last year too.
At Acuity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Does anyone have any questions about the proposal that they submitted?
I guess the only question or comment is that they're offering to do this for 3 years. It doesn't look like the price is any difference. You don't get like a discount. My only other question is if they're available throughout the year, if we have questions for them. And that was one of the things that I was going to send her an email on, but I didn't yet. So.
Questions about?
Well, just if
the
they're
audit or yeah, in well, general.
Just in general, if they're available for, you know, questions. I know that the SDAO is also available for that type of stuff. So
right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does this mean they'll do it for the same price for 3 years in a row, or the?
If we sign a contract for 3 years, she is willing to do it for 1 year. She said, if we sign up for 1 year, next year it could be more. They like doing it for 3 years, but I told them that, you know, because we are subject to the budget committee and we don't know if we are having, if we have funds for every year, she's willing to do it just for 1 year.
Right. And we don't know exactly what we'll need next year anyway. I mean, when we end up going with our completing the application for the loan, we may need to have a even more extensive audit. Isn't that what you were saying, Lisa?
Correct. We'll have to have both. We'll have to have a audit and a single financial audit. So
it's, we'll have to have both.
Well, what they call it different things. Every CPA calls it different things. When we get the federal money, if we ever get the federal money, we will have to do a federal financial audit, which is very complex and very expensive.
Is that after we get the money?
It's after we get the money.
Oh, okay. So next year, we very likely won't need another audit. We would be able to do a compilation report.
It depends on what Business Oregon wants. I mean, and what the audit findings are. If the audit findings come back and we are in, you know, deficit of all these kinds of things and Business Oregon wants us to have an audit to fund us the money, then obviously we'll have to have it.
Right.
We don't know.
It's an unknown.
It is.
So I'd be in favor of doing just a year, even though, like she said, they would lock the price in for 3 years, but we really don't know what we're going to really have to do.
Unless we want to do an audit next year and then we could put it in the budget. So, and it might be a good idea.
That's where we want to spend our money, but I would rather wait and see what the results of this one are.
Right.
Before we go to spending that much more money. I mean, our compilation report is a fraction of that usually, and there's no need for us to spend extra money that we don't need to spend.
Unless Business Oregon wants us to.
Well, then that means we need to spend it. What I'm saying is if we don't have a reason to spend extra money for an audit, then as opposed to a compilation report, why would we spend extra district funds for something that's not needed?
Well, I think maybe when this audit is complete, we'll probably have a better idea if it's needed.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm in favor of going for just a 1 year.
Beth, are you saying you're in favor of going with an audit for 1 year or the compilation report?
I'm in favor of going for the audit only for 1 year and not getting tied into a contract for 3 years when we may not need it in year two.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with that.
I personally think we need an audit for all 3 years. I think we need it for every year. I think I personally think we needed it since, you know, 1970s, because, you know, it just, but I will accept 1 year because I want this. We need an audit, and I'm not gonna.
I think one of these things that this audit is going to provide too is some suggestions on what we can do to improve controls. And that's one thing that I'm very interested in seeing, because I'm very concerned about the kind of controls we have in place, especially when we're trying to get all these funds put together. And the state of the Business Oregon is already asking us questions about prior years. And that was one of the other questions, Lisa. But it's not on the audit, it's on the
Business Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, the Business Oregon.
Yeah.
So
that's gonna be a hard one to answer, because I wasn't there and I don't know what they did.
Right. Well, and that's a concern. So anyways, I mean, if we want to go with 1 year to start, I think if we at least get a relationship going with this firm, it's going to be good. And, once we get this first audit done, maybe it'll give us a better idea if we need to do an audit next year again. So,
right.
And part of a standard audit is that they'll give us ideas at the end after they've worked their way through about what we might do differently in the future.
Well, and that's part of their agreement, Dick, is to give us some suggestions on ways to improve. So
yeah, I think that's a good idea, and I agree with Eileen on this one.
So can I get a motion, please?
So I guess I'll, how do I do that, please?
Okay, I make a motion to accept 1 year at $9,200 for,
okay.
I can't remember what Beth said, Associate Blask and Associates.
Okay.
Year, fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022.
Okay, so did you just make the motion or do I need
it? I did.
All right. I second it.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
I'm still trying to write this out. Yes. Okay.
Eileen?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion passes, and thank you. Next on the agenda is the PSU study. We got a bid for $5,200 to do the income study.
Now, is this going to change if we have less, that was my only question, if we have less actually occupied residences?
No, because it's based on the percentage that they need to complete.
I know, but we don't have 116 permanently occupied residences. We have 116 potentially occupied residences. So
you're asking if she's basing the estimate on.
Right. I was just curious. I mean, I don't know. We don't have any other options, but that's just a question I had.
Well, this whole thing is a crapshoot anyways,
It sure is.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, I think it has to get done.
Well, we may or may not make it, I mean, we may have spent the money and not get any grants because we are over the median income.
Right.
But
whatever that might be. So, yeah.
But
at least
my
thought
is at least we can show the community that we're trying everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This survey has been hanging over our heads ever since I became commissioner and way before then. So I think we should I think we should gamble on it because we don't know, and it's something that it should have been done years ago when, the federal monies were more flush. But I just think it's a good idea to see, you know, where we are in the realm of grants.
Well, it's the only way we're going to be able to determine if we can even apply for these things, Lisa. So we're kind of forced to do it. Isn't that a true statement?
If we want to try to get grants, yeah, because yeah. Based on the earlier census, we were just slightly over the median income.
Okay. But that census, did that include the other areas?
Oh yeah, it's a much larger group. So this is limiting it to just the water district.
Yeah.
So that census area goes all the way down, includes part of Agate Beach and
right.
And yeah, it's a larger, much larger area.
So the only way to get a census for just our little area is this PSU study.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we have to move forward with it, Lisa. It's unfortunate that it's $5,200. I'll put her up in my spare room. She can sleep with Ripley. Oh, I don't know. It's not going to save us very much, but. So I guess I'm going to make a motion to go ahead and approve the PSU study for $5,200.
To proceed with it, yeah.
To proceed with it.
Well, could I ask a question? Is this necessary for what? Is it necessary for any funding we might be making application for? Or what's the purpose of this?
It would be for possible grant monies other than the FEMA grant. There's other grant monies that are available, but you have to be on your income of the residents have to be under a median, the state median income. And we aren't according to the census. So this is the only way we can see if our little area here would meet that. And then we would be eligible for some other grants.
Well, then we should do it.
It would lower our loan amount.
Yeah, if we're underneath the median, we can automatically apply for the USDA loan or grants and even the USDA funding. So we wouldn't have to do the Business Oregon. We could just do it all through the USDA.
Okay. Did somebody make the motion?
Yes,
I did.
I'd second the motion.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there anything else that we need to discuss in this meeting or we wanted to discuss in this meeting?
I think the only other thing that I wanted to just kind of make note of was the Business Oregon, and you had reached out to Civil West and they're able to help with this application and they're not charging us. And your only concern is how we're going to answer this question about the 2019-2020 operating at a loss. So I guess that's a little bit concerning. I guess I also have a question on the one of the things on the application that Civil West is going to help us with. It's asking for 3 years of budget, tax return, et cetera, type information.
Right, we have that.
Okay. And the master plan, obviously, that's what Civil West put together in 2018.
Right.
And then there's a operations maintenance manual. Is that something that they have as well? It was just one of the things on the application that I noticed.
Highland should be having an you mean for water testing and everything?
So that might be Highland. Highland might have something.
Could be, if that's what they're talking about. I don't know what Business Oregon is.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure either.
I'm hoping Civil West will know what that's about.
Yeah, and then they've also got something in there about having some asset management tools, and I'm not really sure what that.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, what that was referring to. So, but anyways, that was good news. So that was done.
Do you know, Lisa, are they doing that under the Circuit Rider program? They didn't.
I don't.
He didn't mention probably.
Or he's using up the rest of the funds for the grant. You know, they said
they've already billed us for all of it. So
they said they haven't billed us for all of it. We haven't paid for all of it. We have still 2,000 something left, I believe, to pay.
Well, they said they were doing it for no charge to us. So
that's what he said.
I know, but he might be, you know, since that was a fixed price, he might think that, you know, this falls underneath that. So I don't know which program he's doing it. I'm just grateful that he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the bulk of the technical information would be identical to what they put into the FEMA package. So they've got probably 90% of it, just have to plug it in the right places.
Yeah, but I thought that was awesome news.
Yeah, that was good. So I'd like to talk about the RMN excavating payment.
I shot her an email and asked her if she could get us an invoice. So
yeah, I know. I've already put in a phone call to her.
Okay, good.
You know, they're a very small family-run business, and it's my understanding they've done work for the district years and years ago, and that is the way they invoice. I don't know if what you want is the word invoice on the email or what.
It's like an invoice.
I mean,
an invoice.
We need like a PDF of a Word document saying invoice, blah blah blah. This is their address. This is their phone number.
Well, you know, we can PDF an email.
No, it needs to be an invoice.
They should be able to provide you with an invoice.
Beth, when we get audited,
it is an invoice.
It won't fly. It's not an invoice. That's an email.
Well, you know, the county, we just paid the $12.50 to them. They also don't have invoices that they sent. And they sent it in an email. That's all some people do.
Oh, baloney, Beth. I'm not buying that. I'm sorry.
You can see the email then. I'll shoot you a copy of the email. They do not invoice.
Beth, I've been paying invoices for years. And I pay invoices. I don't pay emails, Beth. So
well, we get a lot of our
Beth. If they're a business,
email is the way
they can generate an invoice.
Okay. Hopefully I'll talk to Mary, and if she doesn't know how, I will instruct her how to make an invoice and attach it to an email.
Beth, but she's a business. She knows how to generate an invoice. That's ridiculous. Okay. People don't just
I'm getting offended by your language.
Well, and Beth, it's silly to think that they can't generate an invoice.
Well, it's silly that we can't accept something like that from a small business.
Well,
when it's clear that it's an invoice.
It's not an invoice, Beth. It's an email. It's an email.
We get many invoices attached to emails. There's no difference. Yeah. They could print it out in a letter and send it to us.
No,
an email qualifies as any communication legally as a written letter.
If we have a check that we've written for something and they just write paid in full for this work, that's an invoice.
Right.
Any audit would hold up that as a legitimate expense.
Okay, well,
that is not correct.
I guess we're going to find out.
Sorry, but that's not correct.
So that's
not correct. At OSU, if you don't have an invoice, you don't get paid.
Yeah, I've never.
That's just how business is run. Even if it's $5, even if it's a dollar, even if it's 5 cents, you still need a written invoice attached to an email so that you can print off the email, you can print off the invoice, you can attach it to all your documents, and then it gets paid. It doesn't matter if it's $2, $5, 5 cents. That's just how it's done.
Yeah.
And how it needs to be. And I'm sorry, but that is why we need an audit, so that we have somebody telling us what we need to do, so we don't have these arguments anymore. And so our blood pressures don't get raised like mine is right now. Sorry, I don't mean to sound loud, but I've been through audits and I just know how they work. It's like someone's crawling up your insides, and it's not a fun thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lisa, I think once this audit is done, it's going to give us a lot of suggestions. So, and hopefully this will be one of them. I just know that in all of my years of being an accounts payable person, as being a small business person, you always have an invoice. And so, Beth, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you with my language, but I just, having an email, it just doesn't suffice. So, and that's, I think that's all we need to say about it, because we're definitely all in disagreement here. So, but hopefully having a third party come in and give us some suggestions will help. So, okay.
I'm not in disagreement with Lisa. I just am talking about my immediate past experience, and I've been in business now for many, many years. Mm-hmm. We have underlying audits with exactly as I described, which is paid checks or written pieces of paper that say they did such and such and signed their names. Those have all been considered legitimate expenses, but for purposes of our organization here, I agree with Lisa. I think we ought to just do everything with an invoice, and that way there'll never be a question.
I agree, Dick. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I think that was about it for things that we should discuss.
Yeah, is there anything more from the board members or the community that wants to be discussed during this meeting? I have one comment, but I will wait for everyone. No? Okay, I want to thank Dick for his service. Even though we butted heads, I really appreciate your advice and your input, and I'm sad to see you go. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Coming from you, that means a lot. I've enjoyed very much the people that we've been in contact with during my rather brief tenure. And I regret, frankly, that I have to go. I just can't, at this point in life, I have too many things going on, and I can't really do a good job for the water board.
Does anyone object that we adjourn this meeting at 6:41 p.m.? No?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to stop recording and have a lovely evening, guys. And thank you for coming.
All right, no objection. 10 minutes over, Lisa.
I know, but you know, we were.